Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's a pleasure to welcome into our beautiful studios here in Exeter, Rhode Island, the Prout School. Specifically, the theater department at the Prout School is here, and we have two stars of the upcoming fantastic production called Matilda. And I'm going to learn a little bit about that show because I'm not familiar with it, but let's introduce you to the people that are here. First off, we have Bridget Fitzgerald, who is playing Matilda. Welcome, Bridget.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Nice to have you with us, and we'll find out everything we want to know about Bridget in a few moments, but with her is Sam Eaton, and he's playing Mr. Wormwood. Sounds like an interesting title.
Oh, yes.
Well, welcome, Sam. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
And let's start with you, Bridget. Prout School, located nearby here to our studios in Exeter. Are you from this area, or do you come from some other part of
I live in North Kingstown.
Well, that's like another part of the world. No, that's actually, that's here. Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
You've always been here?
Yes.
Okay, so not
born
transplant.
And raised.
Born and raised. Okay, so you're great. You're good. You're in good shape because that's good for this station. But Sam, how about you?
I'm from Westerly, down south.
Oh, yeah. Westerly's okay.
It is. It's pretty nice.
You made the border by just a little bit.
Just a little bit. About 2 miles from the border, actually.
All right. Okay. Well, Westerly. Okay. Let's get to your theater background. And Bridget, is something you've always been interested in, being in theater?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I started doing theater when I was about 7 years old, and I've been doing it ever since then.
Wow. Yeah. So 30 or 40 years experience already. She spent a long time in high school. No, but yeah, at this point, is it okay to say how old you are?
Yeah, of course. I'm 16 years old.
Wow, and already playing a major role.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. No, that's not easy to do for someone your age, so that's great news. And do you play an instrument, or do you sing, or do you dance?
I'm a singer. I've been taking dance class as well, trying to be able to do it all, sing, act, and dance.
Sing and dance and act and tell jokes?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. All right. Sam, how about you? What's your background?
I started in sixth grade at my middle school, and I fell in love with it, and I've been doing it at Theater by the Sea for the summer camp for a few years in middle school, and then in high school, I've been getting all the good parts, I guess.
Wow. So it's nice. So what other productions have you been in so far?
So last year, we did South Pacific for our spring musical and Secret Garden for our fall
Did you
musical.
Do the Mitzi Gaynor part, or were you...
Yes, I was Nellie Forbush. No, I was Luther Billis, the scrappy Marine man.
Well, there you go. Yeah. There you go. I just found out an interesting tidbit about South Pacific. Mitzi Gaynor is still performing.
Really?
In her late 80s. Wow. And I didn't know that until just this summer, past Sunday.
That's incredible.
But interesting little tidbit there. And Bridget, how about you? What's your past experiences with shows?
Well, I did Secret Garden in the fall last year at Prout, and I played Mary Lennox, and that was very fun. And also, I did Annie at Theater by the Sea when I was
Annie. Theater by the Sea alumni here. That's great.
And I also did Miracle on 34th Street at Ocean State Theater Company.
Okay, well, I remember that show very well, so that's a lot of great experience for you. All right, let's get to the show itself. When is the show running? When does it start? When is it ending? And what's the dates?
Yeah, it starts Friday, November 15th. Okay. And we're going November 15th, November 16th, and all the way to November 17th, that Sunday.
Okay, so Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yes.
And so just three shows, one each day?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And can people get tickets for that opportunity to see you, or they can do that by going online?
Yeah, you can go on theproutschool.org/Matilda, and you can buy your tickets there.
Okay, all right. Well, that sounds like a great deal. So that's It's going to run for 3 days only. And I know when I was in high school, we used to plan our musicals to run for usually 3 weekends because it was a lot of work,
really?
A lot of cost, and
makes sense.
But 3 days, that's going to be very compressed. It's going to be over before it starts.
Yeah, usually we do a Friday, Saturday, but this year we're adding a Sunday matinee show for us.
Oh, great.
Okay. As well as on Friday, we do a day show for middle school students to come and watch us.
Okay, so yes. Almost like a run-through. But
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like a preview like they do at Theater by the Sea.
Exactly.
On Wednesday and Thursday, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so that'll be on Friday. You do the middle school show, and then the Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon.
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. Well, we can check all that out. Let's get to the story of Matilda, and who wants to start telling or explaining that?
All righty. So Matilda is about a young girl, very special, she's very smart, who lives with a family who may not be the best. They're maybe a little bit...
You're trying to be politically
crazy.
Correct, I can tell.
They're horrible parents.
Okay. Sam is getting right to the point here. Right.
Yes. And they don't recognize her abilities. They don't really care about her at all. And so she doesn't know that she's special. She's not very wanted in her family.
Okay.
And she starts school. And as she starts school, she realizes that the principal at the school is very, very, very mean to all the students, unjust, and... she realizes that she needs to start standing up for what she believes in. And as the story goes along, as the musical goes along, she starts to develop a confidence, be able to stand up for what she believes in, and also develops some telekinetic powers along the way.
Okay. Well, this first song we're going to listen to is called Miracle. What is that about?
Miracle is about the students. So it's about the kids becoming who they are and how they're parents love them and how they say that they are their little parents' miracles.
Okay, let's give it a listen.
Right. chat free. I'm competing in the biannual International Amateur Salsa and Ballroom Dancing Championships in Paris.
You're getting on a plane, Mrs. Wormwood?
Of course I am. I always compete, Doctor. And this time, I have a secret weapon. Rudolfo. He's part Italian, you know. Very supple. Has incredible upper body strength.
I think we should have a talk.
So, what is it? What's wrong with me?
Mrs. Wormwood, do you really have no idea?
Gas?
Mrs. Wormwood, I want you to think very carefully. What do you think might be the cause of this?
Am I? Look, am I fat?
Mrs. Wormwood, you're pregnant!
What?
You're going to have a baby!
But I've got a baby, I don't want another one! Isn't there something you can do?
You're 9 months pregnant.
Antibiotics or... Oh my good lord. What about the biannual International Amateur Salsa and Ballroom Dancing Championships?
All right, since Sam introduced that last one, Bridget, I'll have you do this one. This is called Naughty.
Yes.
Is that I'm sure an indication of what the song is about.
Oh yes, of course. So in the beginning of the song, Matilda is reading her books as she always does, where she is a genius and reads all the time. And she realizes as she reads the books that sometimes the books don't always have a happy ending, and she's wondering why didn't they change their story. And right now she's not in the best situation either. Her parents are mean to her, so she decides to take a stand for what she believes in and make things right when they aren't right. So she goes into her parents' bathroom, takes her dad's hair tonic and puts her mother's blonde hair dye in the hair tonic, shakes it up and turns her dad's hair green.
Well, there you go. It sounds like a wonderful time. All right, we'll listen to this from Matilda, then take a short break and be back with more of the Sam and Bridget Show.
Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. So they say the subsequent fall was inevitable. They never stood a chance, they were written that way. Innocent victims of their story. Like Romeo and Juliet, 'twas written in the stars before they even met. That love and fate and a touch of stupidity would rob them. Why they didn't just change their story. We're told we have to do what we are told, but surely sometimes you have to be a little bit naughty. A tiny red pulse, the seed of a war in the creak of a floorboard. A storm can begin with a flap of a wing. The tiniest mite packs the mightiest sting. Every day starts with a tick of a clock. All escapes start with a click of a lock. If you're stuck in your story and want to get out, you don't have to cry, you don't have to shout. 'Cause if you're little, you can do a lot. Not fair. It doesn't mean that you just have to grin and bear it.
Prout School is the subject of tonight's program. I'm Mike Mano, and very happy to be sitting with Bridget and Sam, representing the school and their production of Matilda. And we've been finding out a little bit about Matilda. This last song was called Naughty because she was kind of acting up a little bit, I guess is the right way to phrase that. And during the commercial break, I found out that Matilda is just entering school, so pretty young, and obviously Mr. Wormwood is yes. an adult.
Yes, he is.
All right, so Sam, you get to play an adult, someone older than you.
Someone older than me, but has the same mindset because he is not smart at all.
The same mindset?
Yeah, well, I'm not the smartest either.
Well, okay, because you look very smart.
But he is like an older man who really relies on the television to get all of his information.
Mm-hmm.
So not everything we see on the television is always correct.
Really?
Really.
I didn't know that.
So what he knows might not always be exactly true. Same thing with his wife. So his character is not the brightest.
All right.
Bulb.
Well, there we go. And Bridget, you have to play someone that's younger than you.
Yes.
Okay.
I find it fun to play someone that's younger than me, only because now that I'm older, I'm 16, I can use some of the experiences I've had. I know there are many more to come, but I can use some of the experiences but then also look back and tap into my little childlike innocence that I can get in my brain, try to be a kid again. But Matilda's also very mature, so it's good to be a little bit older playing her so you can have both sides.
Sure, absolutely. Sounds like you have the best of both worlds. And I know the reason I brought it up was I noticed how young sounding that last, the voice was.
Mm-hmm.
And we were listening to the Broadway cast album, and which isn't exactly the same as what you're going to be doing at the school. So there's some surprises. People need to see it.
Oh, yes.
If you've seen it on Broadway, you've got to check this out because it'd be a little bit different. And one of the things that's different is this next song, Hammer. Who wants to tell us about Hammer?
Well, the Hammer is sung by Miss Agatha Trunchbull, the principal of the school in which Matilda attends.
Okay.
She is a nasty, rotten lady. And on Broadway, originally, it was played by a man.
Okay.
But now we have, at the Prout School, more women than men.
Right.
So she is cast as a woman at Prout.
Yeah, we can find a nasty woman somewhere. Yeah,
somewhere.
Someone that's a good actor.
Of course.
Right, because there aren't any naturally nasty women at Prout.
Oh, yeah.
Good thing we're not on camera here.
Of course.
See, this is radio, so you're safe. All right, so the song is called Hammer.
The Hammer.
And is that like putting the hammer down?
No, it is describing how she used to throw the hammer in
literally.
The Olympics.
In the Olympics, yes.
Oh, I
see.
She
is quite
Olympic hammer throwing champion, 1969.
Wow.
Yes.
All right. Well,
showing how intimidating she is.
Let's give it a listen.
I believe that Matilda Wormwood is an exception to the rules.
An exception to the rules. In my school, look at these trophies, see how my trophies gleam in the sunlight, see how they shine. What do you think it took to become English hammer-throwing champion, 1969? Do you think in that moment, when my big moment came, that I treated the rules with casual disdain? Well, like hell! As I stepped up to the circle, did I change my plan? What? As I chalked up my palms, did I wave my hands? I did not. As I started my spin, did I look at the view? Did I drift off and dream for a minute or two? Do you think I faltered or amended my rotation? Do you think I altered my intended elevation? As the hammer took off, did I change my grunt from the grunt I had practiced for many a month? Not a jot, not a dot, did I stray from the plot? Not a detail of my throw was adjusted or forgotten. Not even when the hammer left my hands and sailed high up, up above the stands. Did I let myself go? No, 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 no. No. If you want to throw the hammer for your country, you have to stay inside the circle all the time. If you want to make the team, you don't need happiness or self-esteem. You just need to keep your feet inside the line. Sing, children. 2, 3, 4.
If you want to throw the hammer for your country,
you have to stay inside the circle all the time. And if you want to teach success, you don't use sympathy or tenderness. You have to force the little squids to toe the line. Sing, Jenny!
If you want to throw the hammer for your country, you have to stay inside the circle all the time.
I apply just one simple rule to power throwing life and school. Life's a ball, so learn to throw it. Find the ballet line and toe it, and always keep your feet inside the line. Now get out.
As I look down the list of songs, this next song is called Loud, and I understand this is your wife that's involved with this.
Yes, my wife, Mrs. Wormwood, sings this song, and it is about knowing her looks more than reading books.
Knowing her looks more than reading books.
Because she's all about fashion. She's all about really expressing herself that way. Mm-hmm. And much like her husband,
she watches TV and gets the news from TV.
Absolutely.
She's just all about, so pretty superficial kind
yes,
of people.
Yes, of course.
All right. Yes. And you don't have any connection to this at all, right? You just...
Well, she is my mother. And it's just showing in the show how materialistic and just beauty, fashion. And she's also a ballroom dancer, so this is also a ballroom salsa number,
you
which
said,
is
you
very
said dancer.
Fun. Dancer.
Yes.
She's, that's how she says it in the show. She's a ballroom salsa dancer. So
all right.
It
well,
has some salsa aspects.
Let's listen
too.
To Aloud and see what happens here.
Somewhere along the way, my dear, you've made an awful error. You oughtn't blame yourself now, come along. You seem to think that people, like people, are clever. It's very quaint, it's very sweet, but wrong. People don't like smarty pants what go round claiming that they know stuff we don't know. Now here's a tip. What you know matters less than the volume with which what you don't know is expressed. Content has never been less important. So shawang! A little less dressing like your mum. A little more bottom bum bum bottom bum. I look nice. You don't. No one's gonna tell you when to wiggle your bum.
No one's gonna love you if you don't know the rumba.
Everybody. Everybody loves a little something exotic.
But learning a language is over the top.
It doesn't really matter if you don't know much,
so long as you don't know it with the volume up.
The less you have to sell, the harder you sell it. The less you have to say, the louder you yell it. The dumber the act, the bigger the confession. The less you have to show, the louder you dress it. You gotta get up, you gotta get up and be loud.
Now, listening to those songs, I detect a slight accent. Does this take place in Ireland or?
It takes place in England.
In England.
So we have to use our very proper British accents.
British accent.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Yes. That's why you said dancing.
Dancer. Oh,
okay. All right. So it takes place in England.
Yes.
And is there a time period specific to when this happens, or it's kind of not important? Just any time.
It is. Pretty much any time.
Okay. It's not like set in 1905 or
no.
Or, no. Okay. So it's an anytime thing, could be happening.
Exactly.
And this is written by someone who also wrote another very famous thing.
Yes, it's written by Roald Dahl, who also wrote Willy Wonka.
All right. Willy Wonka. There's a lot of people think of Willy Wonka or the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yes, of course.
So another kind of interesting situation with parents versus children or adults versus children, right?
Yes, he's a big fan of making the kids the star. And the adults in this show, kind of like Willy Wonka or Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, are not the best kind of people.
Right.
So the children are very
much the
star.
Shows a bad side of a lot of people.
Of course, yes.
All right. And in the meantime, Bridget, you get to be, you know, the good guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I get to be the hero that stands up for what she believes in, which
right.
is really fun.
And this is the kind of show where the Titanic is not going to sink, but you don't want to give everything away, right?
So, no, the Titanic will not sink, but right. some things will happen. You just have to come and see.
Oh, all right. Well, this next song is Little Girl, and I presume that's about you.
Yes, it is about me. So Miss Honey is Matilda's teacher, and Miss Honey sings this song. And when Miss Honey first meets Matilda, she realizes how special she is. And you'll learn later through the show, Miss Honey may have not had the best childhood as well as Matilda does. And so as she sees Matilda and she sees how brave she is, she realizes that she also needs to be brave because she hasn't been brave most of her life. And she needs to take a stand not only for herself, but also for this little girl, which is what the song's called.
All right. We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
Being pathetic, Jenny. Just get on your feet, Jenny. You are going to march in there and give them a piece of your mind. Leave it alone, Jenny. The more that you try, the more you'll just look like a fool. This is not your problem. You've not got the spine. You are a teacher, just go back to school. But this little girl, this miracle, she seems not to know that she's special at all.
sort of teacher would I be if I let this little girl fall? I can see this little girl needs somebody strong to fight by her side. Instead, she's found me. Pathetic little me. And another door closes. And Jenny's outside.
The Prout School is the subject of tonight's program on conducting conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and happen to be sitting with two representatives of the Prout School. Sam Eaton is here, and Bridget Fitzgerald. Bridget is playing Matilda, the title role of the show, Matilda, and Sam is just here because he has nothing else to do.
Very true, very true.
No, Sam is playing the part of Mr. Wormwood, which is Matilda's father, right?
Yes.
All right, so do you tell Matilda what to do a lot?
I tell her... What I
no, I
think
mean in real life.
Oh,
you tell
oh
Bridget,
in real life, yeah.
Yeah, you tell Bridget what to do all the time.
No, I tell him what to do.
Okay.
Yeah, she caught me.
All right. Well, let's get back to the story as it exists rather than in real life. The dates that the show is running is November 15th, 16th, and 17th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And they can get information and tickets by going where?
Theproutschool.org/Matilda.
Proutschool.org/Matilda. All right. And they can buy tickets right online and expanded this year. Usually it's a Friday and Saturday. This year you're adding a Sunday matinee?
Yes, we are adding a Sunday matinee and our new website full of cast pictures where you can buy your tickets and get fantastic prices.
All right. So people can see your picture if they go to the website.
Oh, yeah.
And okay. Bios as well. So and you can learn yes, a little bit about everyone.
Small biographies of the cast and crew.
Now, do you have, like, have you made some 8x10s that you can sign and sell in the lobby after the show?
That's a good idea. We should do that.
Yeah. All right. Because, you know, I'd certainly want Bridget's. I'm not sure about yours.
Oh, yeah. Maybe not mine.
All right. Let's get back to the story and tell us where we left off with a little girl. But now we're going to Telly, which is one of your songs, right, Sam?
Yes, it is my song. It is to open up Act 2 right after intermission. I come out and it sort of explains Mr. Wormwood's philosophy. He tells the audience directly that you should not read books and that you should focus on the television or what he likes to call the telly. So me and my son, Michael, in the show, come out and sing this song about how books are terrible and how you should watch the telly or the television constantly.
Somewhere on a show I heard that a picture tells a thousand words. So telly, if you bothered to take a look, is the equivalent of like lots of books. All I know I learnt from telly, this big beautiful box of facts. If you know a thing already, baby, you can switch the channel over just like that. Endless joy and endless laughter, folks living happily ever after. All you need to make you wise is 23 minutes plus advertisements. Why would we waste our energy turning the pages 1, 2, 3 when we can sit comfortably on our lovely bumfilies watching people singing and talking and doing stuff? All I know I learnt from telly, the bigger the telly, the smarter the man. You can tell from my big telly just how clever of a fella I am. Take it away, son. You can't learn that from a stupid book. All I know I learnt from telly. What to think and what to buy. Now I was pretty smart already, but now I'm really, really smart, very, very smart. Endless content, endless channels, endless chat on endless panels. All you need to fill your muffin without having to really think or nothing. Why would we waste our energy trying to work out Ulysses when we can sit happily on our lovely baffles watching slightly famous people talking to really famous people? All I know I learnt from telly. The bigger the telly, the smarter the man. You can tell from my big telly just how clever of a fella I am. Who the Dickens is Charles Dickens? Mary Shelley or she's Anne Smelly? Charlotte Bronte, do not want him. Jane Austen in composting. James Joyce, oh he doesn't sound nice. Ian McEwan, I feel like spewing. William Shakespeare, Schmilliam Shakespeare, Moby Dick. Hey, easy grandma. All together now! All I know, I learned from telly. The bigger the telly, the smarter the man. Amazing.
All right, we've just heard from Mr. Wormwood talking about his telly, and now this next song is called When I Grow Up, and I'm guessing it's about you.
Well, it's about all the kids that go to the school.
Okay.
So all the kids participate in it. It's a big group number. And the events in Act 1 have maybe put all the kids in the school in a sad sort of mood, so they sing this song just imagining what it will be like and all the amazing things that will happen when they grow up. They'll get to eat sweets every day and watch the TV till their eyes go square.
Go to bed when they want.
Mm-hmm. Right. They can stay up all night.
There you go.
And so they're just singing about all the awesome things that they'll be able to do when they grow up.
All right.
When they grow up, be tall enough to reach the branches that I need to reach to climb the trees you get to climb when you're grown up. And when I grow up, I will be smart enough to answer all the questions that you need to know the answers to before you're grown up.
Until my eyes go square, and I won't care 'cause I'll be all grown up.
Well, Bridget and Sam, I want to thank you both for coming in tonight and being on Conducting Conversations, talking to our audience about Prout School's presentation of Matilda. And I know that it takes a lot of people to put on a program like this, and big production, a lot of work behind the scenes. And I know, Sam, you get involved in a little bit of that, right?
Yes. So although our production staff is teachers and faculty, our technical theater class, which is run by, well, not run by, but it involves the students, right, builds the entire set of the show. We use a lot of books and a lot of off colors.
Hmm.
Yes.
Off colors. All right. That sounds interesting. Can't wait to see that. So that's, you know, headed up by the professional staff of teachers, but then implemented by some of the students.
Absolutely.
Excellent. And Bridget, are you strictly a star?
For this year, yes.
But you have in the past worked on some.
Yeah,
in
the last year I was in the tech theater class too, and I helped with
all
making
right, so
the sets as well.
There's lighting that gets involved.
Oh yeah, and everything.
All kinds of stuff that's involved with putting this show on, and dancing choreography.
Yeah, definitely. We have two amazing student choreographers who have been helping make all the group numbers the best they can be and be entertaining for everyone to see.
They're
fantastic.
Incredible. All right. This is going to take place on November 15th, 16th, and 17th at the Prout School. And if you'd like information one more time, go ahead, Bridget.
theproutschool.org/Matilda.
All right. Get the information and buy tickets there. Thank you both. It was great to meet both of you. Thanks, Sam.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right. Thanks, Bridget.
Thank you.
We have one more song to listen to, and this has an interesting name. It's called Revolting...
Revolting Children.
Revolting Children. Okay.
Yes.
All right. And do we should just listen to it? Take it for what it is?
This is the most iconic song in the show, I think. I think everyone's going to like it.
All right, great. Well, I hope everything goes real well. And to the rest of our audience, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations.
Never again will she get the best of me. Never again will she take away my freedom. And we won't forget the day.
We are revolting children, we are revolting times. We sing.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.